I'd like to correct the bulletin board in front of the church. It says not one word, and the word is some. I want to speak to you on the subject, according to the bulletin board, seven reasons why some are not healed. And in the bulletin, after I gave this title to Florence, six reasons, I want to add another one. It's seven reasons why some people are not healed, and here they are. I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. I don't know, I don't know. I just don't know. Eight reasons then why some people are not healed. I don't know. But this I know, God is in the business of healing today as he was in the days of his son, when his son was on the face of this earth. And this I do know, it's found in 3 John verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. That I do know. I think we need encouragement to believe that God does heal today, and that it's God's normative will that people be healed unless there is some countervailing reasons. But I don't have all the answers, and I would not be naive to say that I do, so I've given them to you. Eight, I just don't know. But I do feel that I have some suggestions that are food for thought. I think that there are some simple matters that we can look into, but ultimately it lies with God and with God alone. I'm not talking just about healing leprosy. I'm talking about the healings that are needed in our lives. And if we were to be honest with ourselves, not one of us this morning can say, I don't need a healing. Gosh, I need six or seven healings. You have many needs in your life right now other than a physical abnormality. And Jesus has come to help us heal our hurts, our fears, and all the other kinds that need healing apart from the physical ailments. So I'm not just talking about leprosy, if you please. I'm talking about all the different kinds of healings that Jesus is in the business of doing. As believers, we have a part in this, because as I read in Mark 16, verse 15, he said to them, go into the world, preach the gospel. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Then these signs shall follow them that believe. That includes you if you are a believer. You will do a number of things, and one of the things is lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. John 14, 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, again, a reference to you if you are a Christian, shall do greater works than I shall do, because I go to my Father. Since Jesus has gone from the earthly sphere of his existence to the Father, he has imparted upon us the ability to do things that he did, according to the Scripture. The Scripture says this, and I believe the Word of God. Now, why aren't all people healed? I don't know. This is up to the providence of God. But one thing I know, it's not a lack of faith. And believe it or not, I just came upon this within the last several days, because had I preached this sermon 2 weeks ago, I would have said, as I indicated very strongly a month ago, faith is very important. Faith is important. It is important because, as we read in the New Testament, for example, in Matthew chapter 17, I believe it is, Jesus was talking to his disciples, and he explained to them that there was a reason why there wasn't some healing taking place. And he said to his disciples, well, I'll just tell you what he said. He said, you didn't do this healing because of your lack of faith. So faith is a factor. It can be a factor for some. But faith is not the reason why some people are not healed. And I say that very emphatically because of things that I've heard and seen recently. How many of you have been to a Catherine Kuhlman meeting in the past years? Lift your hand. This side has and this side hasn't. Okay. Well, I went to my first one. I wanted to go to one for the education, for the experience, and for the worship that would be involved with my soul. And when I heard people say they were healed and then they had documents from their physician verifying it, and they themselves were not Christians, and they themselves had no faith that it was going to happen when they entered into the auditorium, then that just wipes out completely that statement if you're dogmatic in saying you have to have faith. You're not healed. You don't have enough faith. I believe that faith is not of this mind. Oh, I can have faith if this is going to happen. I can make myself, I can generate in myself faith. But the faith that is needed for healing is a gift of faith that God gives you in your heart. God gives the faith. It's the mercy of God. Again, I don't have all the answers. I am learning. I am seeking God's guidance. But this I do feel, that it is not a lack of faith always that a person is not healed. It can be a factor for some, as was in the case of the apostles on that one occasion. When the Holy Spirit today comes to us in power, He is imparting to us healings. It's not that somebody touches you necessarily or that you yourself pray for healing, but God comes in control and just takes over. For example, a man comes to a meeting and he just sits in the church. But the power of God is so evident that he's not a Christian, he's on the verge of being agnostic, but he has an ailment that is completely and immediately healed. Comes down to the front and says, "Pastor, I don't know what happened. I just don't believe it, but I've been healed." This does not come because he's a Christian. It does not come because he had faith. It came because he was where the Spirit of God was moving mightily at that time. So the Holy Spirit is the contributing factor in all healing, whether they be physical or whether they be inwardly, as we'll look at in a few moments. Again, I don't know why, but at least as I have thought of these things, simple matters that we can look into, knowing that ultimately it lies with the power of God, I think that we can be strengthened. Let me list some of these. There was a book put out by Francis McNutt. Father, he is a Catholic, and he gives many, many reasons. I can sort of put them together and adapted some and changed and came up with these that I feel are very important. First of all, physical illness or sickness is not in itself the highest value in the world. At times, God uses sicknesses for a higher purpose. You take, for example, the Apostle Paul. In Galatians 4, 13 and 14, you know how through infirmity of the flesh I preached the gospel unto you at the first. And my temptation which was in my flesh ye despised not, nor rejected, but received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus. Here, physical sickness is not in itself the highest value in the world. Paul probably had a very bad eye ailment, because he on one occasion said, "I know that you would even pluck out your eye and give it to me," which could indicate that he had a very bad eye problem. But God used his physical sickness. Number two, I feel that there is a reason why some people are not healed, and it could be in the realm of sin. If there is sin connected with a physical ailment, and especially resentment, no healing is likely to take place unless that sin is dealt with first. A lady comes and says, "I want to be healed of a physical illness." She does not receive the healing. She calls the pastor and says, "You know, I didn't tell you about this, but I have a resentment for somebody, and it has been festering within me for a long time. I am quite angry about the relationship. I think I should have a healing of it." And when this occurs, I feel I will be healed physically. She prayed for the forgiveness of her sins. She went to the person and asked for forgiveness, and her physical illness was made whole. But first of all, it was sin. God was holding up the healing for a higher purpose. And I feel we must have this brought to our conscience. Third reason why some are not healed, as we can think about, is this: refusing to take medicine as God's way. God heals through medicine. He's ordained this. And physicians and medications are instruments that God uses to normally bring about a healing. There's a book, although not in the Bible, but by some they believe it highly inspired, and it has this sentence in it. It comes from the book of Sirach, chapter 38, verse 12. It says regarding physicians, "Do not let them leave you, for you need them. Sometimes success is in their hands, since they in turn will beseech the Lord to grant them the grace to relieve and to heal, that life may be saved." And we have known people who refused to take medication and were not healed. Had they taken the medication, they probably would have been healed. Refusal to see medicine as a way that God heals. A fourth reason is this: not using the natural means of preserving health. Our body needs rest. And you've heard sermons on resting on the Sabbath day. God is saying, perhaps to an individual, put more balance in your life. Unless you take ordinary care of yourself, you cannot expect God to take extraordinary care of you. If you have headaches all the time because you worry too much, maybe you ought to stop worrying. If you suffer from hypertension because you get yourself keyed up so much to a breaking point, maybe you need to change your lifestyle or living before the healing will take place. I feel that God wants us to use the natural means of preserving health. A fifth reason is this: this is not the time. I appreciate it very much hearing these words and writing them to share with you. Four basic sequences in praying for health, healing. Number one, some healings are instantly. Some healings there is a delay. Some healings occur in a progress, gradual situation, and others never even occur. A lady came to me and said, "Pastor, I've got to leave the church because," and then I could obviously see her white handkerchief was turning red. She was suffering from a nosebleed. She wanted to be present to worship God. And so I prayed for her. I said, "You want to stay?" "Yes, but it's obviously I can't." "Well, do you believe God can heal you?" "Yes, I do." "So let's pray." I took her by the hand. I prayed that God would heal her of this physical illness. And instantly the stream of blood stopped. And she was able to praise God and stay in the worship service. Now, here's an example of an instant healing. In some healings, there is a delay. One person is prayed for, say, on a Saturday, and it's not until Monday that the healing takes place. Some healings are gradual. There are two people in our congregation that have expressed healings in their lives that are gradually coming to be. And then there are others that don't seem to occur at all, at least on the physical level. So not now might be one reason why some are not healed. Number six, the social environment prevents healing from taking place. You know, there is hatred, there is bad relationships, and all of these cause kinds of sicknesses, and the sicknesses remain until the root of the problem is taken care of. Relationships need to be healed. Somebody said, "Much sickness in our society is caused by wounded relationships and will only be healed when the larger relationships are healed and until we have Christian communities where people can be loved into wholeness." Our social environment, I think, plays a great part in this. And then the seventh suggestion as to why some may not be healed is a faulty diagnosis. Listen carefully, I'll list them and not go into the ramifications. If a person comes to you as a Christian and says, I want you to pray for me, this is your prerogative, this is your power if you are a Christian, then you would want to know how and for what you are praying. We must be sensitive to know that there are various kind illnesses. And we mentioned these four last in our Vesper service. Number one, there is the spirit sickness. The greatest need of healing today is for our sin of unbelief to be healed into the perfection of Jesus, in that we believe and say, Lord, I believe. This is personal sin, of which I have many, many great attributes of sin, and so do you. We need to have a healing on the spiritual level, the spirit sickness. A second is a problem illness. There are people who have emotional problems. There are those who have hurts. And it is important to know that that would be a type healing. A third would be the body healing, which would be physical, disease, illness, and what have you. And a fourth type illness or sickness is a satanic sickness, where a demonic oppression is occurring in the life of the person. So faulty diagnosis is why a person may not be healed. Jesus wants to be the doctor this morning for us all. He wants to heal your personal sin. He wants to heal your emotional problems, of which have caused illness. He wants to heal your physical illness. He wants to drive out all demonic oppression that may be involved with your life. And he has the power to do this because he's God. And he said, I'm going to go so that you, the believer, might pray for the accomplishment of these healings. Luke 7:46 records, Therefore I say unto you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. I think this is very important in the healing. Healings that take place in my life and takes place in your life. Well, I don't know what you think about the healings, but this I do know, that God is in the business of healing today as he was in days gone by. He wants to heal you from your sin of unbelief. He wants to take out the old heart and put in a new heart. He wants to make you, well, we use the word Christian. He wants to make you a Christian. And to that end, he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. He's borne our infirmity. He's borne our sickness. He's borne our pain. And with his stripes, we are healed. Let me share with you just one story in conclusion. This is from a medical doctor. He lives back east. He says, divine healing is not a substitute for medicine or surgery, but it is complementary to scientific medicine. I, as a doctor, am only an instrument in the hands of God. And the fact that God sometimes chooses to heal without the help of his instruments should be a cause of rejoicing rather than confusion. Sometimes Almighty God chooses to do things apart from his instruments. And so this doctor said, a young man came to my office who needed some help. The liquid in the front chamber of his eye had been drained out due to a laceration. The iris was protruding, and he said, you must have surgery immediately. The young man went to surgery. It was repaired. A flap-like deal was placed upon his eye after pushing the iris back in. The bandages were put on, and he was to stay that way 12 days. After 12 days, the doctor, and the same one who wrote these words that I quoted to you, removed the bandages and found that something had gone wrong and that the iris again had protruded out. I'm sorry, but you're going to have to bring your son back for another operation. This is Saturday. Take him home over the weekend. Bring him back on Monday. Well, they did that. Here's a case where several things were evident. One, not immediate healing, because when the fellow was brought back, he was brought into the operating room, and all the team of medical men were present with their aides. And when this doctor, who was in charge of the operation, started to examine the patient, he said, you know, there's something wrong here, and this is quite embarrassing to me, but the iris is in place, the eye is completely healed. And he called in the parents, and the parents were quizzed, or what did you do? Well, we took him to a service of healing, where the Holy Spirit was in operation, and we prayed for his healing. And the doctor said, well, I'm very sorry, and it's embarrassing to me, but I'm going to have to send all the medical team home because this boy does not need the healing. And the fellow came back a week later and a month later, and everything was just perfect. Not because of the instrument, meaning the doctor, but because of the mercy of God. God had intervened because this person had been prayed for and because this person indeed had faith at that time. Well, I don't know why some are and some are not, but this I do know, that Jesus' power today is available to heal us all from all of our illnesses, from all of our sin, from all of our hang-ups. He can do it because he's God. And I want God to heal me of all my sickness. Let's stand as we pray, may we? We thank you, Father, for your power of Jesus. There is power in the name because there is power in the blood. The blood of Jesus, which cleanses us from all of our sins. It was because of that experience on the cross that Jesus died and took upon him the chastisement of our peace. And with his stripes, we are healed today. We pray, our Father, for those who are standing and who do not know Jesus as their personal Savior. May the Holy Spirit point them to the way. And Jesus said, I am the way. I'm the truth, and I'm the life. And for we who have gotten started on the road of life by following the steps of Jesus, we pray for the confession of our sins to be heard so that we might indeed get closer to Jesus and make real the scripture that's found in Exodus where we read, I am the Lord God that heals you. Father, we want that healing this morning for every person present, from physical illnesses to personal sins to feelings of emotion. And we thank you that it happens and has happened and will happen in the name of Jesus. Amen. As we sing our concluding hymn, number 291, Jesus is asking us to be still and to know that the Lord is on your side. He's on your side because he loves you. If you're not a Christian, we invite you to come forward and say, I believe. If you're looking for a church home, we invite you to come forward and say, I want to become identified with the community church. If you want help, a help wanted chairs are here. If you want to receive the fullness of